Man, Genesis chapter 1, of course, we have the account of the creation of the world. And there's so many great things in this chapter, not only spiritually, but also even just scientifically. I mean, the Bible is accurate. The Bible is right about every subject. And so many people today would criticize the Bible and say that it's not scientific, or that science has debunked the Bible, or science has proved that there's no God. It's bizarre that anyone could think that science could ever prove a lack of creation. You know, how we've proven it came into existence by itself. That makes no sense, my friend. There is a creator, and his name is the Lord. His name is Jesus Christ. And the Bible right here in chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." You want to know where everything came from? Where did the earth and the heaven come from? God created them. And so we are creationist. You know, we believe in creationism. We do not believe that this earth and this universe came into existence from nothing. Okay? And of course, the scientific community has no explanation for where this universe came from. They can talk about the Big Bang, but that doesn't really explain anything, because where did that come from? You know, where did that initial event come from? They have no idea. That's something that they couldn't even begin to learn about or talk about or talk. So again, you know, we need to have faith that what God says in His Word here is true, and that this is how the earth was created. And there are so many right things in this chapter that are just powerful truths, spiritually and when we look at science. You know, any real science is going to line up with the Bible, period. But look what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." First thing I want to point out is that this is the beginning. So I don't believe in anything before this, as far as, you know, there weren't other civilizations and other planets and things going on. I believe that this is the beginning, as far as we're concerned. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." Now, what does that mean, to be without form and void? Well, as we read here, we're going to find out a little bit later that God's going to cause the waters on the earth to gather together into one place, that the dry land might appear. And so if the dry land has not yet appeared, then obviously the whole earth is covered in water at this point. That's why the Bible says right after this, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So the earth is without form and void. Void means empty. And so if you think about it, if the earth in its newly created form is just covered in water with no plants and no animals, then it's without form and void. Because if we were to look at the earth and identify it, you know, we would think of, yes, a blue planet for the water, but then you'd also see the shapes of the continents, and you could easily point out and say, oh, that's Africa, or oh, that's Florida, or that's South America. You could spot those things. But if it's all just water, then there's kind of just nothing there. It's just basically just plain. It's empty. There's nothing going on. So that's the initial condition when the Lord creates the earth. And it's dark as well. And then it says in verse 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." And this begins a theme that's going to go all the way through this chapter of division. Over and over again in this chapter, God's dividing. You know, He's dividing the light from the darkness. He's dividing the waters above the firmament from the waters below the firmament. He divides the dry land and the sea. And when He creates man, He creates male and female. And there's that division there. And then here also He says, He saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. You know, there's also a division between good and evil. And God is a God of division. And God wants us to separate these things in our mind. He wants us to see a stark contrast between light and darkness, between good and evil, and, you're not going to believe this, but between male and female. Okay, we need to see a serious contrast, a division there that God has created. It's not like, well, non-binary, gender fluid. No, that's garbage, my friend. God is a God of division. He separates things into categories: light, dark, good, bad, female, male, dry land, the sea. So that's one of the things that we can take from this chapter.